On the couch with psychotherapist Frank Rubino. This is the Lucy Ann Land Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Today's topic, is honesty always the best policy? That's an intriguing question. I'm looking forward to hearing the answer. Frank, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Lucy Ann. Good to be here as always.
So we're taught to be honest, and we don't want to hurt people too. So I imagine many of us have told little white lies because of that. But are we talking about the grave truth or false, or are we talking about the white lies?
Yeah, good question, Lucianne. I think that to really answer that question, we have to really dive into what does it mean to be honest?
Okay. So what does it mean to be honest?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it turns out there are a lot of ingredients to honesty. Certainly truthfulness is an ingredient, but also integrity, fairness. I think forthrightness is a part of it. Kindness. I think even discretion is a part of it. Integrity is also a part of it as well. So there are a lot of ingredients that go into being honest.
Can I tell you something you do that I always know that I've said something that you don't necessarily agree with, but you don't say it?
Okay, what's that?
you will say, okay. And I can tell when you do that you would like to say something, but you're just too kind to do it.
Well, that's okay.
Exactly.
Well, so, there's a part of that, but there's also, you know, I think there are measures of truth in what people say, and maybe that's a part of acknowledging that there's some portion of that I agree with and some that maybe I'm going to push back on.
So it's interesting when you talk about truth as being these entities, these components that lead into truth, it isn't so black and white then when you think of truth in that regard.
And I think that's the key thing to remember, Lucy Ann, because people will say things like, oh, I'm just going to be honest right now. And I almost always know that what's going to come out of their mouth is less about honesty and more about opinion.
Yeah, right.
and which is okay, too. But I think that there are lots of ingredients that go into these things. And we sometimes lose ourselves in that. And we say, well, I want you to be honest with me. And in reality, maybe we're fearing that the person is going to be honest with us. and sometimes we do want the full unvarnished, honest opinion or truth.
Isn't it interesting when someone is giving an opinion and they couch it by saying, I'm going to be honest with you, that they think their opinion is the truth?
Well, that's the other part of that, Lucy. And it's so true because people think, well, I'm going to give you my opinion, which is AKA the facts, the way things really are. And maybe it's the way things are in your mind. It may not necessarily align with reality or facts. But I think it's when we ask ourselves a question about is honesty a good policy? Well, I think we have to look at it in terms of some of these other ingredients. Integrity is a part of this. I think that discretion is a part of this, too. If somebody tells you something in confidence, well, we should hold that confidence, unless it's a horrible thing that's going to cause other people problems or whatever. But I think that for the most part, we have a tendency to forget that we have these pieces as a component of honesty.
Yeah. We're talking about honesty. Our guest is Frank Rubino, psychotherapist. And is it always a good policy to be honest? Frank's telling us there are different components to honesty. And perhaps it depends on the situation. I want to give you a situation. And you're a former cop, so you should have the answer to this. If someone who shall remain nameless, was texting in a car while they were driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if a cop sees them texting and stops that person and says, do you know why I stopped you? Are we supposed to be honest and say, because I was texting?
Well, no, not necessarily. I think there's a question about being honest. And also, is it your job to do an investigation against yourself with the police officer.
What if the police officer is very direct and says, were you texting?
Well, I think that I would not answer that question. It would be honest to say, well, I'm not going to assist you in doing an investigation against me. That's not my job. That's your job. If you don't know if I was texting or not, well, you probably shouldn't have pulled me over.
Why do they always ask you? Do you know how fast you were going?
Because then they have an admission that you know at least you were breaking the law in some way.
You should not admit to a cop anything.
Of course not. No, of course not. The police, of course, they want you to – look, there are plenty of – and okay, this is a dirty little secret. But there were times I pulled people over. I could visually see that they were traveling above the speed limit. I maybe couldn't get the radar locked on quick enough and pulled them over and asked them, do you know how fast you're going? And they threw out a number that was well over the posted speed limit. Well, now I've got an admission that they were speeding at least a certain amount. So – part of it's that, and part of it is you have an admission that you were speeding. So at base, they could write you, a ticket for that. So I would not aid in their investigation.
Okay, fair enough. You. But okay, where does honesty come in that situation then?
Well, I think that honesty isn't necessary. Well, you can be very honest and truthful and say, I'm not going to help you investigate me.
Yeah, but then I'll sound like a terrible human being.
Well, you sound like someone who understands your rights according to the Constitution is what you sound like. Okay. Do you think an attorney would fully admit the speed they were going? Of course not. Doesn't mean they're a bad person. They just know their rights.
You know me, though. I'm always trying to make everyone happy, answer their questions.
And therein lies another component to honesty, and that is having your own integrity for yourself. So you have to also take care of yourself. And I think that we are sometimes asked to kind of tattle on ourselves in a way that isn't healthy. Oh. So people don't necessarily want to hear every thought you've had throughout the day because you have a twinge of guilt over it.
Oh, okay. I like that. All right. So keep some things to yourself then. When someone is asking you to be honest with them, or they ask you a question like, do I look fat today? Do you like this outfit? How about my hair? I just got it done. And it doesn't look good to you anyway. What do you do?
Well, I think that if someone is wearing clothing that's completely mismatched and it's going to look ridiculous and you're going to help them not look ridiculous and embarrass themselves, I think that part's okay. I think everything else is subject to interpretation. If someone just got their hair done, I think it's okay to say, wow, your hair looks really nice. Nothing wrong with that. Looks nice to them. Looks nice to you. Who cares?
So what we're talking a lot about, that we can lie about some things. When shouldn't we lie then, Frank?
Well, when you raise your hand and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that is a time to not hold back. That is a time to be completely honest. And even then, if you are asked a question that you think is going to incriminate yourself, you can say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to answer that question. And that's also honesty. This is you honestly saying, I'm not going to lie, but I'm also not going to, to tell on myself either.
When should you go to confession because of that, though?
Well, you should certainly stay out of jail because lying under oath will get you 15 years. But I think that there's also another component of this, too, and that is kindness. And kindness is a part of honesty, too. If there's a little too much salt in the dish, it's okay to smile and enjoy the dish. If a person that you're talking to is very sensitive, especially if they're not sensitive, then it's good to be honest because you don't want to have to eat the same too salty dish for the next 25 years either.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so when it's your spouse, mm-hmm. should you always be honest with him or her?
Well, I think that always is the question there. And I think there are degrees to this. And I think there are ways of being very sensitive. For example, I love this dish. Next time, let's, you know, maybe make it a little less salty. Okay. That's, you know, starting out with kindness and love and, mm-hmm. and finishing up with, hey, this is a little salty for my taste, but I still like it and I would like you to make it again. And I think, again, sometimes we do terrible things to people by being dishonest with them and not telling them things that make other people dislike them.
What's the bottom line in all of this?
Well, I think that honesty, we have to be honest with people. We have to be honest with ourselves, but I think also in a way that upholds everybody's dignity, including our own.
Don't forget about yourself in all of this.
Don't forget about yourself. And I think the worst person to lie to is yourself.
Or a judge.
Judge is second. Depends if there are witnesses.
Frank, thank you so much. Well put. Frank Rubino on the couch each week. He's a psychotherapist practicing out of Plymouth, Michigan. You can find out more information about his practice by Googling his name, Frank Rubino, R-U-B-I-N-O, and Psychology Today. He has a landing page on their site. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.